The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Badger Podcast. On today, that is Tuesday the 15th of January. This is the ninth time I've tried to do this podcast because of various technical difficulties. Big announcement today. Big news in the General Banter community. Drink it in. The General Banter Podcast has switched providers and is now available on all platforms, including Spotify. The podcast now available on Spotify, guys.
It's almost at 1 million downloads.
Okay, just let me check that. Now we're getting technical. I ruined the excitement of the Rocky music. But yeah, the podcast now available on Spotify. Now, and this is what happens with the likes of Patreon and me and stuff. People mention it, and I care about you guys so much that just like that, 18 months later, it's on Spotify.
And it's right there.
And I didn't even do it. Maureen did it, so...
In about 5 minutes.
What's the female equivalent of general? Is there a female version of that word?
Probably not.
General-less?
That sounds weird. No.
Is that not what your Uncle Jude calls his wife, the long-haired general?
Maybe just long hair general, yeah. That might work.
Long hair genitals. Let me just see. SoundCloud. I mean, probably should have done this research just before. We are at 997,000. So if I upload this podcast today, I'll probably take over into 1 million. And to celebrate, I'll probably just keep doing the podcast as if nothing happened. Because I didn't actually. We sailed past like 100 episodes. We sailed past a bunch of episodes that were supposed to be kind of important, and I just didn't even notice, because that doesn't matter. Okay, why celebrate an even number of podcasts? You know, hit the table more. More, we're on a higher table this week.
Yeah,
come away from that. That's annoying as fuck. Yeah, we've changed the legs on the table, so it's a bit higher, which I don't know whether that works or not.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I'm like stuck under it here.
Put a pillow under your butt.
This shit chair.
Well, the chairs are shit. Buy new ones. You seem to have fixed everything else. You know, I made a coffee a minute ago, and as I was about to put the coffee in the thing, you went, no, use the other coffee. And I put that in, and then I squished it down, and I went to pour it out. And you went, no, put it in another cup. And then you drank it, and you went, this is disgusting. You didn't leave it long enough. And I was like, how could I make a coffee more wrong?
Because you just did. The only thing,
like, if I did a handstand and poured it in my asshole, you'd be like, no, mouth, put it in your mouth. I fucked it up so bad.
It was the equivalent of putting a tea bag in a cup and pouring the hot water in and taking the tea bag straight out. That's what you did in terms of coffee.
I don't think I did necessarily, but
it tasted like shit.
Well, right, well, let me see if the, right, here we go, here's the taste test. Well,
because I had to do it so quickly.
I think even an expert would tell you that tastes the same.
Yours is basically water.
It tastes the same. I mean, I don't know what coffee that is, but it tastes like someone else swilled it around their mouth and spat it into water. That's what it tastes like anyway. But let's down it and get zinged, will we?
Okay,
I'll play the intro. Hold on. We're a fucking well-oiled machine right here, aren't we?
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about here, man. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul,
Colin Jettis.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you.
There we go. I'm just wondering, after last week's podcast with Shane Todd in Hollywood, and it had a white background, do we switch to a white background? Or do we switch to a brighter color background?
Yeah.
What?
Because you had green and I said the green was terrible, which it was. Because it was a green screen, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
And then you painted it black. But it is too dark because everything's black and you're in a black jumper and your hat is black and the desk is black and the mics are black. Well, it's too much black.
The hat's green, sir. But so what do you reckon for the background? Do you reckon we go white and then we let people go buck mad with a marker and like write all over it?
Sure.
Should we do that? Sure. Do I write general banter in the middle? And then, or maybe I have someone do like graffiti. Maybe I do graffiti.
Why don't we just do it even like chalk and draw on it?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've seen Young Comedian of the Year, James McKegney.
Oh yeah, he was doing that.
Doing a big chalky job.
But I'm
somewhere.
Just saying, because it's already
the
black.
Problem is with chalk is
dusty.
Is with chalk is, but you will lean on it a million times and fucking it'll come off. You know, and you'll have a chalky elbow.
Well, what's the color of the podcast? What'd you say?
I mean, the theme is like white and red and black, kind of.
Why not do it white and do a red general banter? Huh?
Imagine. That's wild shit. Let me mention some things. Shout out to all the Patreon people who are rolling in, rolling out. You know, if you want to support this podcast, if you listen to, you know, fucking 2+ hours a week of entertainment on the house, throw me a dollar. You know, it does work. We end up buying cameras like this, which allows us to film in great quality constantly. Makes a big difference, you know. I used to record on one camera and it would record for 20 minutes, stop, record for 20 minutes, stop, record for 20 minutes, stop.
That was crap.
And it was a pain in my penis, okay? And so we then bought a camcorder, which just wasn't good enough quality, you know, people. And then I bought new mics and everyone's like, your sound and video quality's gone down. How have you done that? With Patreon input, you've actually fucked it up more than you already had it. But now we have nice crystal clear vids. It took me a wee while to figure it out on the old editing programs because I went to fucking render a video out one day and it said 189 gig. And I was like, that's not worth it, you know? A picture of me and Mickey, fuck that. Kiss my asshole. So, but now we've figured it out. We can get the good videos up with the good sound. And other than that, Lavery's is on tomorrow night. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Lavery's.
And guess what?
What?
There's a woman on it?
Yeah, there's a woman on
Imagine.
It. And the backlash online was shocking.
Do people think we've done this now? Just, you know, on purpose?
I don't know, but I don't think people realize how, like, you know, that comedians are actually kind of friendly with each other and actually, you know, like,
yeah.
I gigged with Fraser Robb and I went and I seen Teresa there and I was like, oh, you haven't been Lavery's for a while. Why don't you come down and do Lavery's? So that's how it works. It's more like who you know, not who your genitals are.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's more just like, you know, haven't seen you in a while, how you doing? Do you wanna do a gig? You know, and that's about the fucking height of it, guys.
But it's pretty good.
And the thing is, you know, we got a woman on, and if this fucking gig isn't filled to the rafters with women, I'm gonna start fucking bitch slapping bitches. You know?
Stop it.
Okay. But yeah, Lavery's on tomorrow. It's on the first and third Wednesday of every month, and I'm not going to do any gigs in Belfast, really, outside of Lavery's the whole year. We'll have some big podcast shows on the way, 1st of March. We'll get the tickets on sale for that soon. That should be me, Mickey Bartlett, doing all the usual, doing the original videos and talking shits, and they're usually the best nights. Everyone gets fucking pished.
They're actually are, like, mad. A bit.
Yeah, it's good for it's good for us to be like to go away from your set
There's
for
less
a wee while and just
structure than a stand up set, so it's an unbelievably fun night.
Unbelievably
but
fun,
but it really was like that Mandela show was crazy.
Oh, the Mandela show was nuts, like,
it was
but
nuts.
A bit too nuts to be honest. We didn't really get anything.
It
done.
Was almost as if there was just 500 people just at a house party drinking and listening to two people tell a funny story. It was just
and us throw dicks in there.
It was so funny.
Flip Dick is now the closer for all live podcasts.
Yeah,
and it's a definitive ending, you know. You can't mess with the scoreboards.
It's true. And one went on for quite some time once, didn't it?
Where was that?
In Lavery's, actually.
Yeah, that went
thing.
On for quite some time. I think we're using a different surface, different table, and the dick wouldn't take to it that well.
The dick wouldn't take to it. Yeah, you have to really be careful what your dick takes to. So.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, you find a nice surface and the dick takes to it real well. Yeah, look at the way the dick takes. dictates to it really well.
And people do think you practice and you don't. And you could be.
But that's what you want them to think. Yeah. Of course I
practice. Where is it? It's right over there, isn't it?
It's over there with a sock on it in case. Because there were children. Who went in here was a child. Who came in here with a child? And I was like, what's that over there? And then quickly put a sock over that dick. I forget whose children were in here. But so I was like, don't bring them in here for fuck's sake. Large cock. Although, hopefully a child of that age wouldn't know what a large erection.
Do you want me to take it out and set it out? Give them a wee out.
Take your dick out. Yeah, if you want to grab it there. I mean, I would...
Take your dick out.
I would maybe put like... Maybe grab the sock. The sock's the cleanest bit, you know. It's been thrown on the floor. It's covered in beer and, you know, it's been in people's asses and whatnot. So yeah, that's it. I'll only be doing Lavery's this year apart from my own big shows. Did you hear the pop of that coming off the thing? Oh, lube as well. Who knows when you'll need lube and a dildo? A really dirty dildo that hasn't been cleaned in quite some time. I kick the table more, absolutely. Be my guest. Now, just let me find this fucking thing one more time.
Oh, it really sticks. Oh, Jesus. So.
Oh, it really sticks. I don't know.
So you've got one sock that doesn't have...
Yeah, and many times I've been standing with the friend of this one, going like, where's my other fucking sock? And it's out here keeping a fucking penis warm. But it is, I mean, you really could fucking dishwash that penis. You can see the dirt on it there. You can see actual dirt.
I love when you bought it because it was quite expensive and you got really annoyed that it was getting dirty. Like, put it back in the plastic box, thanks.
Me and Mickey have a bit of a trick up our sleeves for the next one. Mm. It's going to involve a bit of craft, if you want to sit in on that.
Okay.
Dick nunchucks. Mickey is good at the shittest things, you know what I mean? He's good at skipping, which is absolutely pointless. Isn't it, though?
I mean, it kind of doesn't have a purpose in real life.
You know, like if you were recovering and someone was like, you need to strengthen, you know, like your feet and arches your feet, skipping's probably good. But like, so's walking. So, you know, move around instead of go up and down in the one spot. You know, and he's like, why are my tits so big? And you're like, because it's like an African woman's tits. There's no support. And they keep getting just looser and looser and looser. And the next minute, you know, you're talking into your belt.
Like, skipping's good for people that are really fit and need to be faster in their feet. Not if you don't already maybe run and are very athletic. I don't know how anyone just skips. That's the funny thing.
Yeah, it's weird. And be so good at it, though. And be able to skip like a crazy person. You know, and he's like, oh, I want to do fucking taekwondo or something. Then he puts up the video of him kicking the bag, misses the bag. You know, and then he's like really good at nunchucks. And you're like, what? You know, you could be nunchucking away and I will just kick both you and the nunchucks into a wall. You know?
He's kind of like, you know.
If you want to beat someone in a fight with nunchucks, you got to walk up behind them, you know, when they're asleep in their cot and smack them in the face with it. And that's the only time you're going to beat a person in a fight. You know,
but Mickey's kind of like a girl in a pageant, isn't it? He just has these like skills that he has. Not sure where they will work, but no, he does have these very like particular skills.
I have a particular set of skills. While we're on the topic, how the fuck did Liam Neeson go from like "I will find you and I will kill you" to singing the sash in a movie?
They put the rope around her neck.
That's not
down by the river Sawyer.
Here we go.
And they pulled the rope and she got dead.
Alright.
Was worn at Derry Ochram.
Oh, hold on, here we go. So this is from the Ballad of Buster Scruggs. You've probably seen it.
Sawyer. And that it was old, but it was beautiful. And the colours there were fine. It was worn at Derry Ochram. And a skillin and the boyne. Sure, my father wore it as a youth in the grand old days of yore. And on the 12th, I loved to wear the sash my father wore. Yes!
Do you reckon, like, the Coen brothers knew what that was? Or Liam was just like, I know a song.
Irish song.
We'll let the fucking camera roll and we're like, okay, so here's the scenario. This man has seen you've no arms, no legs, you know, good little Catholic boy, and you go out with this old man who basically puts you on a wee thing to tell stories, and everyone's amazed because you've no arms and no legs. And then, you know, you get some money that night and he buys you some drink and gets pissed and then starts singing the sash. And the look on that guy's face is like, oh my God, I'm stuck out here with, you know, Johnny Adair from the fucking 1600s. And the look on his face there is just like, oh my God. And he can't even do this because he got no fucking hands.
It's very convincing the way he's just singing block there, dude. It's like,
oh yeah,
he's done that before.
I mean, harsh bit of that film where he realizes he can't afford to keep the wee guy with no arms, no legs.
Hey, spoiler alert.
He just fucks him in a river.
Yeah. We didn't even finish watching the film.
Nah, because it has no point to it. It's just a series of small stories.
It might have a point. We finished,
also, what about me thinking that was Nick Nolte and it's actually Tom Waits? Do you know that? The guy that's digging for the gold?
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
That was my favourite one.
That's Tom Waits. I thought that was Nick Nolte. You know?
That's a great one.
Just gets right to the end, finds all the gold, and then gets killed. Shocking.
But it doesn't.
I'm spoiling all the spoils all around here. Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
I mean, one of the best clips of all time is whenever... What the fuck? When Tom Waits is being interviewed, and that's where Heath Ledger took the inspiration for the Joker thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Have you seen that? He's all like...
We watched that. It's called Waits. The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. We watched that when we had got off the plane from LA and we were in Dublin. It's really jet lagged and didn't know. It was like so dark outside and we had to stay in Dublin for a night because you had a gig and we just watched that. And it was a bit probably too much when you're that tired.
Yeah.
It's all a bit weird and all this stuff happened. I'm like, no.
I was so jet lagged I actually felt like I had the flu. You know, I felt sick. And then I knew it was just jet lag because I just had enough sleep. At one point I woke up and I went, oh, I actually feel alright.
Yeah.
Then did a gig and got a bit of adrenaline.
And then we drank again.
And then we drank again.
Yeah. Good day, that.
So this is I've played this a million times in this podcast. If you want to just look at this penis for a minute while this clip plays, eventually, because the internet don't work out here. Anyway, we'll come back to that. I wonder, can we play this music one more time or have I lost it? I think I've lost it. Maureen, sing the theme tune to Rocky.
Did you? Oh, why? That's it.
I've lost 7 pounds since the 1st of January.
Let's have a stone.
Meow, 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 meow. Is that good?
Just be skinny Colin over here.
And here's the thing. I actually thought I didn't have that good a week this week because I did drink drinks on Saturday night. But instead of having 49 tins of beer like I normally do, I had 4, much like that. I mean, that's the rest of the cranberry juice I've put in there. Can you see that?
Yeah.
You know, because I'm, what's that bit in The Departed? I'm cranberry juice. And he goes, what are you on your period? Eh. Because I just had some whiskey and gingers and cranberries, which is gross. But I was experimenting and I had 4 of those and I was tiddly.
That's a nice way to be in it.
I was tiddly and I just left it there instead of just cramming beers in. And then I woke up and I was fine, you know? And yeah, we had out a few times this week and all that shit. But then I worked out and then I actually lost more weight this week than I did the week before.
There you go.
Well, fuck my butt.
No, thank you.
I know. Someone made a comment under the video. They're like, oh, you've done the old highlight reel video, you know, so that you don't actually have to do anything. Someone said that. Because you went, oh, you only did 5 things there.
I was joking because it literally looked like you went 1, 2 and then did another thing.
Yeah, it's
obviously called, I was joking.
It's called editing. You don't need to see all 60 reps.
Yeah, it'd be really boring. Yeah.
But yeah, you can't win this world, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, you're a big fat cunt. And then you do work out and, you know, you show evidence of weight loss. And people are like, not working out properly.
Guaranteed all those people commenting don't work out.
Yeah. You know what's a good workout? Suck on my dick.
Take you all day.
I know. Do you want a thick neck? Bite my dick, mate. Some weight in it, sir. You know, want to take the sock off it. That's a workout in itself there. Huh? If I just set that at the right place there, does that look like it's your boner?
I don't think so.
What would you do if you had a penis for a day?
I don't know. Just do all normal things you'd do with a penis. It would be really
show it to strangers.
Yeah, me and these
poke it out the window of the car.
Yeah.
Swing it in a circle. I mean, I feel like that's that'd be, really that'd be the first thing I would do is helicopter the dick.
That's the first thing you would do if you had a dick.
If I didn't have one, then I just got a dick, I'd be like.
See, know? That's a lot more fun than just being like, "What would you do if you had a vagina?" Because can't really do anything.
Put things in it.
What? Like what?
Fingers, dicks, carrots,
Colin,
fruits.
Stop it.
Vegetables, rolling pin. Every female shaving product also looks like you could put it in your butt. Why is that? Why is the back end of all razors and stuff for girls looks like it goes in inside you?
But you could say that about anything.
Nope.
It's a handle. Anything is a handle. You can't say it's a penis.
A real smooth, dicky handle.
No, that's just your weird mind.
I'm your penis.
Well, you could say
it's a penis in my flappies. What's the cutest, dirtiest word? My flappies? Could someone say that?
No.
I'm your penis. It's a penis in your flappies.
That imagine that number was on.
Flappy jalapies, chapatis. That's how you know you're getting healthy, because we had an Indian the other night, and I tried to be like, I'm not gonna have much rice. I'll just eat a lot of the chicken out of the curry, and then I had a couple of chapatis, and then I realized this is the most I've probably eaten in about 10 days here, and I felt like shit. I felt really full and gross.
Yeah, you've never really known what it's felt to.
No, usually every single meal is like packing for a holiday, just fucking stuffing it in there, and then I'm just like, sleep, wake up, do 4 press up. I mean, this is the great thing, guys. See when I get down to 16 stone, that's my goal, which is ridiculous because people will be morbidly obese in their 16 stone.
It's all relative, don't worry.
Yeah, most of my relatives, in fact, is.
That's the problem.
Genetic.
I have to move this.
Apparently you can't be genetically fat.
Well, there will be certain things, yeah.
I told you that there was that ad on the radio and the girl was like, obesity is being treated as a disease. And then it had a wee vox pop from like a girl, like a doctor, who just went, if you get to the stage of obesity, your body will always be trying to get back to the heaviest it's ever been. And I was like, oh, that's terrible to hear. Do you think I'm obese? I'm going to look it up.
I mean, if you go by BMI, which is usually a load of bollocks, like...
Yeah, bollocks mass index, that's what it means. Put your bollocks in this cup of water and we'll do displacement. And bollocks mass index!
We said this quite a lot, but imagine you lost weight on your dick as you went bigger and smaller.
I know, well, thank God. I mean...
Thank God.
If a girl puts on weight, does it go in her tits?
Yes.
Okay. If a guy puts on weight, doesn't go in his tits, his dick, in fact, looks smaller. Okay. The good thing about dudes is, lose more weight, dick becomes bigger.
Yeah.
You know, girls lose weight, everyone gets small, tits get small.
Yeah.
Nightmare for you. And the flappy wappies?
You should be in a nutritionist, Colin.
I am. I can do anything I want.
Tits get small.
me doing a fucking... Me doing... Do you know like the end of Wolf of Wall Street? Where he's like, sell me this pen. I just walk out with a wee microphone on, I'm like... And I just grab someone's tit. Not sexy, just right on the end. And I go, tits get small. Tits get small. Where were we the day we were doing all the Tony Robbins impressions?
Aaron was here.
Yeah, and we were just like, if you just give out the worst advice ever, you know, like, I seem to be having trouble.
What did we say though? Tony Robbins would like make up a new person.
Yeah, he's just like, well, the answer. I need to get an impression of him. What's his name? Oh, here's this thing. So we're all over the place today, but this is what we're like.
You look like a leprechaun. You should.
A leprechaun. I love when fucking chat show hosts are like so patronizing. You look like a leprechaun. Fuck up. Who are you? No one even knows who you are anymore, you dumb bitch.
Con, is that coffee kicking in by any chance? Well,
so this is where Heath Dead Ledger got his inspiration.
Well, I'm also big in Philadelphia.
Excuse me.
I feel like I'm at my grandmother's.
It's so creepy, isn't it?
So creepy. I
feel like I'm at my grandmother's. It's
like so similar. Like it's identical, the voice, really.
That's a movie I would like to watch, because I don't think I've watched it the whole way through ever. What? The Dark Knights.
You are probably the only adult in the world who hasn't seen it.
Is it one of those ones where it's a bit like a fucking Kubrick movie where the first half of it's very exciting and the second half's a bit more story and then it's kind of bullshit?
No, it's all quite good.
Okay.
I've seen it twice in cinema, so.
Okay. I saw 8 Mile twice, so check yourself.
That looks
stuck. That was the last time you could concentrate when you were like 15 years old.
Yeah. Sing along more, and you know all the words. It's a guy playing a double bass. Get involved. It's jazzy.
When you walk through the garden, you gotta watch your back.
That's Tom Waits.
Well, I beg your pardon.
But wouldn't it be funny during the Dark Knight movie if he was just like, why so serious? And then, way down, like, just started singing like that.
It turned into a musical.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
Walk the straight and narrow track.
It's a cool chain, that, isn't it?
Very cool.
If you walk with Jesus.
Although I don't like, that sort of fake charismatic artist person. You know, where they're all like, hey, I'm fucking weird. You're like, you're not that shy. You're a performer on TV.
Don't look at me. I'm so shy. Oh my God.
You're a fucking performer, bro.
I'm
mysterious. Yeah.
Be Dave Grohl. Just be like, we're here. We're fucking, I'm a rock and roll star. You know what I mean? Suck my fucking dick. Got about 15 great albums. What's happening? I'm full of coke and coffee.
Yeah, I don't
instead
like
of being all like, sunglasses
it.
And being like, yeah, dude, and we went on, we wrote this album. And also, that's the worst thing of all time when people describe, I just thought that, it was just a coming of age story about, meeting people. Don't talk. You stood there probably drunk with a guitar going, oh, that sounds all right, and then just wrote some shit that sounded like another song. That's what happens.
I really find that one of those like explaining it. Let's talk about the album. What was the inspiration for the album? Well, the inspiration is I'm a professional musician, and if I don't put them it out, I don't get paid. So here's the fucking best that I could do.
He was
this
my inspiration
month.
I wanted to create a song. And I did so.
I like singing. I like writing music. So I just fucking wrote them.
I mean, some songs obviously have stories.
People say to me, where do you get ideas for stuff? And you're like, where do I get ideas? Where do I get ideas?
You don't know them.
You fucking idiot. I just go home at night after work and just start a wall from 6 inches away like a cat. And then very quickly shoot my leg up and lick my bollocks. How do you get it? Mate, I was just wondering, how do you think?
That's like the Bill Hicks bit. Why do you read?
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, oh, that really got me.
We got a reader.
He's like, not what do you read, why do you read?
What you reading for?
What are you reading for?
Look at the way that's calm. Just look at the way it all settled at the bottom.
Ew, disgusting.
What's that? A little sediment. Thetamine. We said we were going to do a positive podcast.
Are you in a positive mood, Colin?
I feel like I am, yeah, because I've been doing a lot of yapping recently about, people giving in, just like giving advice about the podcast. Oh, this should be half an hour long. This should be longer. This should be shorter. Do this. Your video's shite. Sick of all that. We're just going to ply on through it. What do you see yourself doing in 2019, Maureen?
What do I see myself doing?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like this is a good...
Let me tell you what's going to happen.
Okay.
I've had a coffee. We're going to...
Back to you.
The year is going to be... we're going to do Lavery's. We're going to make that very successful. Our podcast is going to be streamlined. It's going to be out twice a week. WOF, without fail. Even though without is one word, is it? Twice a week. We're really going to focus on that. We've switched providers. It's on all platforms. We're going to work in Lavery's Comedy Club. Be the best comedy club in Belfast. Okay?
Yep.
We're not going to just willy-nilly gig. We're going to have big podcasts throughout the year culminating in a big stand-up gig of mine at the end. And in between that, 17 holidays.
I like holidays, yeah.
Over to you.
Oh, same.
Positive podcast, nailed it. But yeah, that's it. And just blocking out the haters, Just not taking on any advice whatsoever.
Not taking on advice, but I think we talk about this, especially things that's happened recently. Like, we do talk about, not taking on other people's shit, as in if someone is in a bad mood or someone's being angry or criticizing or anything like that, it's just knowing that you don't have to take on that. That's one thing we've like discovered recently. It's like you don't have to accept any of that. It's like someone's handing you an envelope with like anger and you're like, no, thank you.
It's
goodbye. I'm all right here. I don't need that. Thank you.
Yeah, no, and sometimes, thank you next, sometimes, you know? Sometimes, thank you next.
We keep saying thank you next.
Sometimes it's like, do you think you're being generous and giving? Or are you just wasting energy? That's the thing to always think about, you know? Which is what this year is about. We're getting selfish so that we can offer better service.
I don't know if selfish, that's not a good word, I don't think.
Well, it's the real meaning of it. You know, people think you're being selfish, like you're being a cunt. Self-loving, which, do people say that? Self-love, which sounds like just you have a wank wherever you want.
No, you're totally getting this wrong.
Okay, explain to me. I've got coffee.
No, I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say the whole, like, you can't pour from an empty cup kind of thing. Like, you got to look after yourself so that you're in the position to help others. That's what you're trying to say, isn't it? Yes,
but also, selfish. Fuck the haters, you know?
I'm going to be selfish this year and I'll speak to anyone and do whatever I want. No. There's a slight difference between the two.
What am I trying to say?
Well, it's just... Oh my God, that's sick. Yeah, no, you have to... Like, you do have to look after yourself so that you're a good person for other people.
That's what I'm doing
this
year.
So it's actually not being selfish.
That's what I'm doing this year. It's actually
help yourself so you can help other people.
That's what I'm going to do this year. We're getting in shape. We're looking after our mentals. You know, we're eating well. We're not worrying or thinking about the amount of work we have to do. We're actually just doing the work. And we'll be more successful, better people, which means better influence to others around us.
I don't think we've ever had a control on it, have we?
We haven't. I've lost seven pounds and basically, fuck, gutters are coming in. What shape would I be in if I was at 16 stone, being like 19 and a half now? I mean, technically I was like, let's get onto the 20 stone club and we're well under it now. If I'm 16 stone, bro.
You look great.
Probably. Real hot, like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But still, beefy as all fuck.
You'll keep the beef, obviously.
Keep the beef.
Keep the, like, the width. You know what I mean?
I don't think the girth is going away.
It's never going away. No, it's not going away. But
No.
Can't get rid of that.
No, I think I'll always be... I had the conversation with Dave. It was like, we're in no danger of being skinny.
No.
You know? You're not like, you weigh fucking 9.5 stone. You're trying to put on weight.
Yeah. He's not going to, like, do the gym for a year and turn into, like, Matt Healy from 1975.
Yeah. Is he sexy? Do you fancy him?
No.
No?
No.
No, we had that conversation.
Well, I mean, he's quite a sexy kind of person, but I don't like, that's not for me. Do you know what I mean? But he is kind of a sexy person. But what that's because he's like...
Rich?
Well, no. It's just because he's very cool to watch on stage. Mm. And his songs are good. I like him. But he's not for me, like. So don't worry.
You went to see 1975 the other week?
I did.
How was that?
Me and my sister Susie.
Something two times. Three times. Maybe it was 12 times. Maybe it was 9 times. Something 12 times. And the other classic... What's that song called?
No.
What's that song? That one? Was it good? Like,
Christ.
That's the way the fucking song goes. What's it called? What's the one they have out?
Oh, I'm trying to...
Well, it sounds like a cat on a fucking broken Casio.
I can't think of the name of that one.
Look it up on your phone. Something two times.
And I'm so bad with
names. What's the one where they just list a bunch of shit and he's like... Fucking in a car, taking heroin, shitting on the porch, pissing in my microwave, buttering my cock. He just sings a bunch of shit. Wipe my ass with clothes. Punching children in the face, shitting in my microwave. Say that twice.
Is that this one?
Yeah, that one. But not that one. What's the one?
What is that?
It's one of the three that's annoying.
Something. I've got this in such a huge playlist. I can't
12-9 times. It's like that sort of...
Nope.
No, that's... My dick smells like chocolate.
No, that's not even. That's
my cock smells like chocolates. Shout out to Michal, who does sound at the Lavery's Comedy Club. And he's like, have you heard the new 1975 album? And I went, no. Of course I haven't. It's a newer one, I think.
Oh, sorry, I'm pressing all sorts.
It's been on the radio. This is the type of shit.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I did not think of it. Give yourself a try.
Give yourself a fucking
I don't know why I couldn't think of what one you're talking about. But yeah. It's a really good song, though.
It's pish and it's repetitive.
It's a really good song.
And it's cake.
It's a great, great song.
It's absolute discharge. That's the way it goes. If I was a beatboxer, that's exactly how I would do that. Would you hear a crap?
And, you know, the best thing would be to actually be as earnest. Just everything that I do, I know is what it is.
For the amount that I'm paying you, you're not very good at this.
Is this the dude whose dad was on Benidorm and his mom pulled her tits out on fucking...
Yep.
How did they make such a cool guy?
He's cool. He came spiritually enlightened at 29.
So just give... But not like real cool. Like, I've lifted a few coolnesses and I'm like...
The show was amazing.
Just give yourself a bath, Matty. How about that? Myself a wash. Give yourself a fucking a wipe.
Shut up.
Give myself some hand sands on the penis and the ass. And it's only got 9 million hits. No, but they're very talented. And
Their light show was amazing.
There's nothing I like more from a band than the lights being good.
Yeah, but usually you see them. Yeah,
we've got
like
really good.
Stage.
We've got really good light guy. Forget the music. I know it sounds absolutely like a fucking nightmare, but when it's accompanied by good lights, you'll forget that the song is absolutely. I've broken it. I've fucking broken it. This is going to be good to listen to.
Yeah, this is...
The last 10 minutes is going to be gold. So, my favourite band, The 1975, and their favourite song, Give Yourself a Wash. Hey, have you heard The 1975? They are class. Have you heard the song, Taking Drugs in a Car, Taking a Shit in Your Cat, Fucking Your Sister, Pissing on a Thing, Doing Other Stuff, Eat a Penis with a Knife and Fuck. And of course, the other one. 12 day, 9 times. That's them just singing the name of their fucking name. 1975. But no, they're very talented. What was the other fucking bullshit album? Oh, yeah, Shane asked me fucking. Like, have you heard Snow Patrol's new album? I was like, no. I was like, I'd rather listen to the 1975. Give yourself a wipe. No, it's been a great week. And we had a conversion done to the Band Cave. The Band Cave now has a new facade on the front of it. Because it was an old little building which had one singular door and a rolling garage door. The garage door got taken off, replaced by PVC doors. Shout out to Paddy McDonald, who in his spare time makes things out of wood, and he came down and gave me a whole new front on the little Band Cave.
It's very cute, isn't it?
It's very cute.
It kind of looks like a treehouse now.
Like a real... No, it's more like, you know, like if you were on Instagram and it was like modern workspaces and they were like, this looks like an old shed, but you go inside it, high-tech lab. I've heard helicopters above us sometimes, and there'll be times I'm in here with like the heater blasting and lights and stuff on in very cold weather, and I'm sure like if there's a heat seeker type thing, they're probably like, he's definitely grown weed in there. That's probably why the police have been here twice.
Police have been here twice, it's weird.
Yeah.
There's a knock on the office door.
Yeah.
Do you remember the time they were here and the big dildo was sitting out?
Yeah. there was one female police officer and she was like, I might have to confiscate this. And I went, where? That was my fingers breaking. But yeah, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
What else has been going on this week? I went and filmed Mickey's show at the Black Box, which he wanted to fucking get a clip from and send to the Comedy Cellar in New York to get a spot. And then I went down and filmed it for him. And he was like, I don't know why I did that. Because all the jokes were local. And it was a fucking waste of time. And I went, cheers.
That happens so often. It's a bit like what you and Jane were saying. What? Like, it's hard when you're filming something. You have to film everything, basically, don't you?
Which is a good thing I've got this camera now, because I can film a lot of shit. You know, film more stuff at Lavery's. Try and get more, because there may be like little jokes you write that aren't really usable in a set, but they're current at the time.
Yeah.
You get them online, you know. Get up there.
That can be part of our new year, being organized. Do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we?
It was so done. But it was beautiful. What's better?
Do you know all the words of the Sash Call?
I do not. I don't even know if I got the first line correct there. Do you know the words of the Sash?
I do not, no.
Yeah, whatever. Of course you do. Do you think you could learn it by the end of the podcast?
No, I really.
I'm pretty sure when I was a child, my granny, in a bid to make me holy, paid me £20 to learn the Lord's Prayer.
And you've never paid you £20 to learn a prayer?
You've never seen anybody rehearse lines quicker in my life.
Do you know what it is now?
Fuck no.
I mean, I think the words have changed already.
Our Father was something, something, something. Give me money.
That's like that in the... What is it? We call that film.
Stop hitting that table.
I can't help it. It's a stupid chair.
Sit straight.
What, with Will Ferrell and Zach Galifianakis when they're... It's not called The Election. What's it called?
The Campaign.
Campaign. And it's like, Our Father, who art in, like, helicopter. So like...
Oh, yeah. Funyuns. What a great film that is. Wrap Betwixt My Biscuits. That's a different film. What about all the pictures of Liam Neeson with pish down the front of him?
It was old, but it was beautiful. And the colours there were fine. It was worn a Derry Ochram. In a skillin, and the
look at his panicked choir boy face.
Sure, my father wore it as a youth in the grand old days of yore, and on the 12th I loved to wear the sash me father wore. Yes, the sash me father wore. We're going into town.
So Balmain.
Going into town to fuck prostitutes. Fucking tell you, I'm full of whiskey.
He's now got the wee kid on as a backpack. Oh, he's blocked. I mean, I'm proud of Liam for being able to... Apparently Liam Neeson's got a piece on him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like it this?
Probably. You say you turn away, I bang this disgusting woman. That's so funny. What the fuck? Oh yeah, so this is what I was going to show you. Obese chart. Well, I'll look at that in a minute. What do you call him? Liam Neeson piss. There's just too many photos of him with just a lot of piss down the front of him.
Why?
Because he's probably got that fat cock and he's like, that's me done pissing. And he puts it back in and there's a dick's length of piss left in it. And he goes, oh dear, all down me leg.
That's quite sad though, I don't like these photos.
Why?
Because it's not nice, I don't know.
Why is it not nice? If he's just not pissing himself in.
And chuck it back in there. And it's so long that... a lot of times it'll
because maybe there's something wrong. I don't like that.
I don't get it. Yeah, his dick's too big. And the piss doesn't get a wrong out of it. And it all comes pishing out of my penis.
There is there chatting up some wee brown hottie. But yeah, that's Liam Neeson in a nutshell.
Is that why you have to like shake it at the end?
Yeah, we're joking about that's what you do. You swing your penis around like a helicopter and that gets the good drag.
So you like do a piss and then you do that?
Yeah.
And make sure it's all right.
And slaps all everywhere, yeah.
Okay.
Is it common if you're hovering over a bowl like a woman to just for it to piss down your leg?
Yeah, that's possible, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta get your angles right if you're gonna squat, like.
What are the angles? Handstand?
No, you just, I don't know, just have to stand properly.
Asian style, stand on the fucking toilet seat.
Stand on the toilet seat, yeah.
That's a good one.
No, you'll definitely piss all over yourself then. No. It's really not convenient to go anywhere as a girl. Like, guys can, like, piss anywhere they want. You know, if you're, like, stuck, you could do it. A girl just can't. Well, they can, but I don't know how.
Yeah, you just...
I'm very, like, I don't even like going to a public toilet if I don't have to.
Mm-hmm. I'll shit in a bin while we do this podcast right now.
Yeah, you don't care.
I don't give a fuck, yeah.
You would go to it. Could you go to a toilet that had no door on it? I have literally nightmares about this. Like, this is a recurring
Like a cubicle,
nightmare.
Just dumping a cubicle?
It's a cubicle that has no door on it, and I have to try and go to the toilet. That's like a nightmare of mine.
It wouldn't be my ideal setup, you know.
But could you?
If you're in a weird country or whatever, and a lot of those places, there's just a series of holes in the floor, and you got to squat down.
We've never had to use those.
Good clunk. Yeah, just because I'm not well-versed in it, and I know the first attempt would be like at half shit down my trousers, or... I'd miss the hole. I'd have to kick it down the hole.
If you, in general, imagine there was no doors and toilets, could you go?
Well, if everyone was doing it, yeah, probably.
If everyone was doing it?
Like, if that's how you had to shit, yeah, I'm sure it'd be all right. But it's like anything, it's not the shitting, it's the wiping, you know? You want a bit of privacy for the wiping. You wipe your chick.
So you could shit in front of someone but not wipe?
I mean, we watched that Who Dares Wins thing, the SAS thing, and the wee fucking sort of Muslim dude was like, oh, you know, I can't do it, Pat. Where was he from? He's got that, like, Brummy fucking, what's that accent? Like, Rubber-Dingy Rapids, bro?
That is Brummy of, yeah.
I can't do a shit beside a woman. I fucked it up immediately. But, yeah, he was all nervous about it, and everyone else was just laying fucking logs beside him. Clunk, clunk, clunk. I mean, it just depends what situation you're in. If you're in that situation, you just have to be like, listen, it's happening. You know, there is a bit of privacy, like you're not seeing poo come out of butts, like, but you can, I don't know. But yeah, it's weird. But I think the
sound is worse than the wiping. Yeah, I think that's what most people are embarrassed
especially
about.
Especially if you're really dying for shit and it's got that initial, like, probably haven't experienced that, you know, because you have to go into labor every time you take a dump.
Yeah, it's a special occasion.
You're like, all right, I'll see you tomorrow at about lunchtime.
I was like, it might happen today, it might happen tomorrow, who knows?
Whereas mine's just like, I've joked about this before, but I don't need shits. I just have to periodically go and let shit out. That's a lie, because I've been eating quite light and healthy these days. So what tends to happen is you just do the one giant animal shit, and then that's kind of it.
That's amazing, really, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Well done to Colin.
Great to be part of it. Thank you for having me. But yeah, be sitting down. I mean, thank fuck it's outside, actually, you know, in that program. Just 12 people in a row.
The SAS you're talking about?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a bit like Glastonbury. Like, you know, people just are like openly walking to the fucking toilets with bog rolls because you're like, I'm shitting now.
Yeah, but and girls would have toilet roll anyway. That's what I think. So.
Yeah.
But if a guy, it's always a thing in a festival. If the guy has toilet roll, you're like, I'm not going in after you.
Why not?
Because he's clearly taking a dump. And it's not going to be good at a festival. Although Glastonbury actually was the cleanest, least smelliest toilets of any festival I've ever been to.
That's because they're outside, you know? You get away with it. It's 50 cents slagging fat bitches on there. Let me see if there's another question for... Oh, fuck off. Question for the podcast. Right. We have questions. I just wanted to see what abuse I was getting online here. Let me see. If you want to follow me and Dave's weight loss program, go...
Is it a program, would you say?
So let me see this. Feel sick. Some guy just wrote, feel sick.
Feel sick?
Hold on. Do I know him? Yeah, I do know him. He just wrote, feel sick.
Is it a question? Is he asking you, do you feel sick?
I don't know whether he's watching me work out. And he's like, I feel sick. Because I think you would feel sick if you did that workout at ADHD.
You fat cunt.
You know? But I'm so deceptively fit, though. Yeah. Aren't I?
You really are. It's crazy.
I've had some fit people, like back when I did jiu-jitsu, huffing and a puffing. Dudes with six packs, heavy guys with six packs, struggling. And you can't get in on me, you know what I mean? It's like a fat tortoise. You're trying to get in on it and you're like, where do I get? It's like a puzzle.
Yeah. It's like it's a big rock covered in a duvet, you know?
You know, I've been like pulled out to the middle of the floor to demonstrate a move and then subsequently sent back because of the girth of my neck. They've went, I can't quite get under that neck, so let's use a smaller partner for the purpose of the drill. Deceptively fit, you know? Jump on this box, silence.
Are you saying that you got a big neck, you're fit? Is that your...
No, that's just one of the many deceptive elements.
How do you train your neck?
Suck my cock. Like the guy at the start there. I'm on a rager today, I've had a coffee, but it is wearing off, I can feel my eyes shutting.
Jesus Christ.
What? Let's do some questions. Shit, what?
You're already too much today.
You're too much. Too much. Skill. I think we have a lot of questions today. Any more news with the blood, mud and the beer? Yeah, I'm going to look into it. What would you do another Godzilla video history? Like video again down the line? Find it really interesting how you got into all of this. I did it already. You know, I'm not
But
gonna,
I suppose you've done stuff since that you could like...
I'm not going to fucking... Well, maybe at the end of this year because I've been doing stand-up for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'll do that.
You bound to have learned something.
Yeah.
Or maybe not, actually. With you, you've probably just had the same sort of ideas the whole time.
Just a pint of cranberry juice. You're going to be able to drink my piss later. It's going to be so pure. That's what cranberry juice does, isn't it?
Yeah, it cleans your...
What I do a good... Maybe after, yeah, like 10 years of stand-up or something like that. But you can't retell the story. That's... You know, it's like someone's like, you should do another St. Paddy's Day video. Covered it.
I don't think he means retell a story. I think he just means talk more about stuff, like how you've done things and how you've gotten into them.
Mm-hmm. Boring. Best place to pick up some discounted Carhartt threads. What am I? AliExpress? AliExpress would be.
Where do you get your stuff? You've got some stuff recently.
Well, it depends what you're after. If you're after the work in progress stuff, you have to buy it off the site, and it's the sort of fashion forward one.
This hat, for example, you got a really good deal on.
I got this.
In size?
I bought the original one in Paris for about 40 euros, and then came home and went to size the other day with Shane Todd, and the same hat was fucking 12 quid, so I bought two of them. So now I have three of them. Swagged out. But it depends what you want. If you just want a plain Carhartt t-shirt, the trick is to buy it off like a trade website that does like workmen's clothes, because Carhartt makes work stuff. So you can buy a fucking plain black t-shirt with a pocket on it. But if you bought it like in a cool shop, it would be like, oh, fucking 60 quid. Yeah. You buy it online, it's like 30 or something.
Like the Carhartt shop in London is like so cool. And then you can just get it off a really like, yeah, a workman's website. It's
yeah,
like
you can buy a pair of fucking high-vis stilettos and
ooh, nice.
Yeah. So jokes. Okay, I can't click that fucking link, so eat my ass. Who's that? Who said that? Baz. Sorry, Baz. It's quite a serious one, but mental health issues.
Just mental health issues? Is that a question?
Just it was a topic.
Oh, topic.
Just talk about mental health issues.
There's a hair on this dildo, which I don't like.
There's a hair on my dildo. There's a hair on my dildo, even though I shaved it.
Well, do you know, I do find having like this is quite therapeutic if anyone needs to have a go on this for 10 minutes.
Jesus, Maureen, that's disgusting.
I don't mean that. I just mean like that.
You want to shake a big fat cock?
You want to?
I can do it anytime I want, Maureen.
Smells weird, doesn't it?
Oh, Maureen, that has been on the floor of like...
Yeah, it's all fluffy.
Laveries. For someone who's very germophobic, I wouldn't even touch that fucking thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, mental health issues.
Throw in the dishwasher. Where do you start? And I'll tell you where you start. The Blind Boy podcast. And next question. Mental health issues. I don't fucking know. Where's the line between mental health and mental illness? Is it literally like anxiety, depression, / all the other shit?
No, well, your mental health is how well, you know, well, health in general is how well you're keeping it. It's you keeping on top of your health.
Yeah, I mean,
illness is when something has happened that you're not in control of now.
Mm-hmm. Mental, I mean, I don't really know, but definitely just make sure the basics are in place, you know. And I don't really adhere to these rules, but see the fucking sleep, exercise, eat well thing. For a lot of people, that would fucking take care of about 50% of their problems.
Yeah, it's actually quite surprising.
Yeah, like I'm.
And you never believe it will.
Yeah,
don't you? You always go, no, but not for me. I can't. You know, if I exercise, I'll still feel whatever.
Yeah.
Strangely, it but does.
The exercise one really does work. And every single time you go to do it, you can't be fucked. And every single time after it, it was worth doing. It's the biggest fucking mind trick.
But I used to not get that because I used to be like, yeah, maybe you feel good for a second, but that's not going to work. But what I've found is if you eat well or if you exercise or you sleep, if you take care of yourself, there's an unbelievable sense of reward and like a lovely warm feeling that you have done something nice for yourself. It's not necessarily that, yeah, exercise releases endorphins and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, if you eat well, you might lose weight, blah, blah, blah. But like, there's just something very rewarding in looking after yourself. And I think people forget just to look after themselves.
Yeah.
Like if you, there's a thing where you can talk to yourself as if it was, so imagine someone who's like, you really admire. Say it's like Oprah Winfrey. Imagine what Oprah would say to you.
My favorite rapper.
You know what I mean? Like, imagine like what someone would say. What advice would they give you? Or if someone else came to you, what advice would you give to them? You'd tell them to look after themselves.
Yeah, yeah. That's not a bad way to fucking.
So I think people forget basic level.
If you were sitting there and you're like, fuck, I'm stressed and I'm worried about work and da 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 da. Just imagine someone else saying that to you.
What would you say?
You would probably tell them, listen, it's only work. You're only human. You can only do so much.
Yeah.
Also, getting things done relieves a lot of the fucking stress about it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, there's a reason, like, at the minute, you maybe haven't seen it, but the Marie Kondo on Netflix.
Yeah, tidying up your shit.
I remember hearing it, like, I listened to that audiobook, like, ages ago, and now it's on Netflix, and it's gone really big, and it's funny, because people are a bit like, oh, or even, like, that woman, Mrs. Hinch, have you seen her on Instagram? It's super popular. Oh, this is obese.
Your results suggest you are obese.
But people like it because it
healthy weight for your height. 9 stone?
Is that for a man?
It's
a bit low, isn't it?
They don't take into consideration how fucking yoked you are, how thick your dong is, you know, things like that. How heavy your dong is. They don't take into consideration all that shit.
But that you don't go by BMI.
But I was just proving a point. That is absolutely obese, maxed out in the red. Obese as fuck.
You supposed to be about 25.
Here's the thing. Can I just go back? Oh, I fucked it. If I did this again, so say I'm like 6 foot. Say I put in 16 stone, age 30, male, ethnic group, black, Caribbean. Quite a bit. Still obese. You know, if I was 16, still obese. You're at risk of type 2 diabetes. Aim to lose 11 pounds. Like, even if I was like, anyway, we're on the track. We're 7 pounds down.
That's not taken into consideration, like muscle mass.
How thick my neck is, how heavy my dong is, and how wide my flappy lats are. The wings just popping it out. The cobra. That's what they call me. The spitting cobra. You know, do you know what's obese? My thighs. How obese are my thighs? Someone needs to take my whole leg off and cure it and just have it in a Spanish restaurant. Someone takes a thin knife and slices a bit of it and just sets it on a plate. Delicious cured meat.
Yeah, they're like animal legs. They're not even human.
It's crazy. Like a rhino. The leg's crazy. I mean, I could probably take a pair of your jeans and pull them up one of my legs and put the button in and it'll be tight. Because I've got giant thighs. Isn't that right, Maureen? Which is whatever woman looks in a man. Thick animal thighs. You say something now?
No.
Why? Let me just look someone up. What? It's weird that people get like famous for certain things. footballer Roberto Carlos from back in the day. Look at the motherfucking legs on this cunt. Look. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, they're right there.
He's got like goddamn bodybuilder legs. Weird that I know about him and specifically pointed him out, but sure. So any more information on the on the mental health issues?
Well, no, since you just talk over me anyway. So.
Go ahead, it's my podcast.
No, that's fine.
Go ahead.
No, that's fine.
I allow you time.
I don't have anything to say.
I know you don't. That's why I cut you off.
You fat, obese bastard.
Same thing. You then? No, say something.
You're literally, you're too obese to listen now.
Say some good things about mental health.
No.
Are you in a huff of me now?
Pretty much 90% of the time, yeah. No,
no, what, no, did I cut you off there?
No, it's fine.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
You can't say go ahead.
It's like fucking Lord of the Rings. You have to hold the cock before you can talk. Lord of the Flies. Hold the cock and talk.
No, thanks.
No, go ahead.
No, move on.
I feel bad now because I was Googling this man's thighs, but go ahead.
Colin, stop saying go ahead. You go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead now. Go ahead. Maureen, go ahead. I'd rather we have the argument on here so that we don't stop and then have the argument after. Go, you, say your mental health things.
Colin, that is so patronizing. Don't say that.
Over to you, Maureen.
Stop it.
I check sports and men's thighs.
Stop playing into sports.
In all seriousness, go ahead.
Colin, you're so annoying. Please stop it.
What's your advice on mental health?
No, move on.
Listen to the Blind Boy podcast because Maureen doesn't want to talk about mental health. She says it's made up, like Santa. Is Bessie McD coming back? No. KFC or McDonald's and why? And that's from Nathan. What do you prefer?
Neither, but McDonald's if I had to.
Yeah, I think there's more variety and it's more fun. Will you ever bring back Thomas the Tanker Smythe? Listen, it's not about bringing him back. It's about... I actually seen him last night. Isn't that crazy that that's brought up?
Mm.
I haven't seen him in years. And seen him last night. And the vibe, I would say, was... didn't want to speak to me. So, what can you do?
It's not specific to you. I think it was just the way he is.
Well, no. This is the year of... taking things on board, really mulling over on them,
nope,
blowing them out of proportion, and then seeking revenge via murder. But also letting shit slide. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
What? Am I exhausting?
You're so exhausting.
By the way, the podcast on Spotify. Boy, I'm tired of me today.
I know.
Stop giving me coffee.
Here's the thing.
Can you imagine what I'd have been like if you'd have made that coffee correctly? How strong that would have been?
I wish we did have your own watery, old, horrible coffee now.
Top three dead rappers go.
Oh my God. That one is over to you.
Well, so this man has written top three current rappers. All right, for me, it's got to be... yeah, no shit. Biggie, Big L, Big Pun. All the bigs.
Just big guys?
Yeah.
Okay, and who else?
And the rappers who are alive, Joey Badass, Kendrick Lamar, Drake. That's his live.
That's his? What's yours?
Yeah.
You don't like Kendrick Lamar, do you?
No, I don't think he's that good. Dead rappers. Biggie. I don't fucking know. I can't even start thinking about it.
What right now is your favourite top three?
I mean, Mac Miller might be one of my favourite dead rappers.
Oh my God, that's so weird that he's one of the dead rappers.
Yeah, because Tupac's shit.
Oh, that's quite sad, isn't it?
Big L's good, but I don't know. It's not really my cup of tea. Big Pun. Fat as shit. Big fat dudes. I don't know. I would literally need to Google dead rappers.
But who right now then? Say not dead ones.
Who's my favourite rappers right now?
Yeah, top three now. That you're listening to. Anime?
Yeah, Anime has been kicking about a good bit. Big fan of Travis Scott, but I don't know whether it's the actual rapping I like. It's more just the overall production. Right up!
I'm probably Mac Miller still.
Mac Miller, yeah. He's both dead and alive to me.
He'll never be dead if you keep listening to him.
Yeah. If it's not you, who wins the award for funniest person in your quote unquote squad? Who's the funniest?
Is there an award? There should be.
You get a golden cock.
Oh, cool. That'd be good.
Who's the best? Well, doesn't I don't know, because like I feel like everyone's funny at different things, you know.
Yep.
And I'm funny at all of them. So me.
So that's it, done.
I don't know. Like, if you were talking about who was the most humble, it would be me. But if you're talking about who the most funny is, also me.
Biggest thighs, also you.
Also me. And, if you're talking about whose legs would you eat first if you're on a on an island?
Definitely Colin.
Also me. Tell you whose legs you wouldn't eat. Peter Crouch is back in the day.
Is he in the running for this?
He's in the running to the fucking shop for sandwich. Look at that snooker ball he's playing with. How big is he?
God, what are you talking
he's
about?
Big as shit. Who's the funniest? I don't know. Probably Mickey. If you're around him, probably Mickey Bartlett. Because he's kind of non-stop.
And super funny to be around though.
Oh shit, I broke
it. Suppose it depends who's funny just to in real life and then who's funny on stage.
Yeah.
They're all different as well. I don't know.
Luckily I'm both with fat thighs. And what do you want for free? On a Tuesday. Would love to hear you talk about Patrice. Oh, this is from her boy Vittorio Angeloni.
Vittorio.
You know? Our Italian Belfast man, real Roman Catholic. Catholic of Roman descent. Lives.
Great name.
Vittorio Angeloni. What a mouthful. Would love to hear you talk more about Patrice. Patrice O'Neill, obviously. Elf in the Room is maybe the best special out there. Love from Vittorio. Do we have a nickname for him yet?
McVitties?
Vitamin A?
Vittorio A?
Yeah, Vittorio Angeloni.
Yeah. We'll work on it.
I'm so warm. I don't know what the fuck else to say. I don't know. It's very good.
Is he your favourite?
Very good comedian.
Comedian, yeah.
Just very fucking...
What were we saying the other day? Like someone, was it Louis, said that like all those other comedians kind of changed when they like tried to do TV or something like that. Yeah, and he said the only one didn't.
He said like everyone kind of does a bullshit version of themselves. Something that they did for money or for like exposure that they didn't really want to do. And they were like, yeah, he just didn't do any of that shit. Just fucking did exactly what he wanted to do the whole time. And then died of a stroke because he was fat and black.
Do you ever wonder like, you know, him or any of the sort of musicians or whatever who died young, like what they would be doing or what they would have made had they not died?
Of course, yeah.
Do you ever think about that?
Of course. But then Doug Stanhope did that bit about Kurt Cobain. He was like, maybe he did all this good shit.
Maybe, but sometimes, yeah. Sometimes people...
It's like, you don't want him fucking, you know, 60 years old with a broken voice trying to sing like, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah, well, sometimes when you're a rock star, you put in so much into your life and you literally experience more life than anyone by the time you're like 30. You've done drugs, you've probably had huge relationships, you've had loads of money, you've traveled, you've done so much before you're 30 compared to normal people that you maybe have experienced all of life.
Yeah, I mean...
You've maybe completed it.
I could see how people could get the fucking 50 and be like, I think that's enough.
That'll do me.
You know? Especially what we've witnessed recently, Maureen. The bare-faced truth of ill health.
Yeah, got to healthy.
Guys, don't smoke. Don't drink. Keep yourselves healthy. Breathe sea air. Walk up mountains. Get a cold face. Do heavy weights. Have sore muscles. You know? Eat fresh fruit. Eat vegetables. Also, get drunk, you know? Have fun.
You just said don't drink.
But excessively. Just take care of yourselves, guys, because it
just
ends.
Just take care of yourself.
It ends. Badly and abruptly, doesn't it?
There is nothing more like leveling than being in a hospital with sick people to just see like
literally
in front of you,
and to just draw a direct line between you get out what you put in.
Yeah,
this is what you put in. Here's what you get.
Do you think that's? Do you remember we were talking one day about karma? Do you think that has anything to do with it? Or do you think it's more like a just physical...
I don't know about karma, but it's like... It's like...
Well, it's a type of karma in a way,
doesn't it? You just have to think. It's like if you had a car and you just kept putting fucking shitty fuel in it and you never cleaned it or hoovered it, eventually it would just blow up.
And you never moved it.
You didn't put oil in it. You drove it once a year very fast. Eventually it would just fucking blow up at the side of a road and never get used again. That's kind of like a human. Isn't it? Also, it wouldn't hurt you to be in good shape if you ever did get terribly ill, because if you're starting from a shit place, then you get ill. No chance. No fighting chance whatsoever. You know, do a Lance Armstrong on it. You know, just be super fit and go, bollock cancer? Who needs it? Lung cancer? Throw it out. Back on that bike.
Do you have lung cancer?
I'm pretty sure I
had. Wasn't it brain cancer?
He had everything. You know?
Maybe I'm making that up. He had something really bad though. One of the really, really bad ones.
What cancer?
Oh my god.
Did Lance.
What is more annoying than someone typing with one finger?
People typing with their dick.
Taking off photos, first of all.
And okay. Testicular. Armstrong, whose non-profit organization, LAF, is now a leader in the fight against cancer and testicular cancer.
Did he just have
testicular cancer? Metastasized, is that how you say that? Into lymph nodes, lungs and brain.
That's crazy, like, isn't it?
Yes, it's crazy. What about cancer? Hey, suck my dick, cancer, you know? How shite. But there is, you know, you got that fucking iron will of a goddamn savage and you're just like, nah, it's not happening.
There's, you know, not always, but there is a lot to be said for your mindset when you're ill too.
Yep. Yep. You know, it's like someone was talking about someone getting chemo and their dad, and we're like, oh, yeah, he's in the fucking pub whenever I rang him. And you're like, well, that's...
Yeah, he just sort of takes it in
stride. That's the thing. Are you like getting chemo?
Let's stop looking at photos right now.
But yeah, it's like it's what?
You know, we mind's been distracted over.
Well, this is my podcast. But yeah, it is that thing of like, how do you treat it? You know? Are you like, I'm a person who has cancer and I'm getting this, or you're like, I'm a cancer person, you know? What way are you looking at it? People are like, oh, this is gonna make you feel sick and all. You go, is it? We'll see when I'm broken. Fucking throw it in.
We're at a pub. Yeah.
You know what I mean? but yeah, just take care of yourselves, guys. You know what I mean? Dream guest for the podcast. Who would you love on this podcast?
That noise.
Oh, I know, God. Someone's gonna be deaf. What do you want? Who do you want on the podcast if you could have anybody? Chris Pratt and his new wife?
I think they'd be a bit boring, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, of course he is. He's boring as fuck.
He's a bit too into God for me, you know. Like,
is he?
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's all like being like, thank the Lord for bringing her into my life and shit. As if he didn't made it with her himself.
Yeah, that makes me think he's a murderer.
Okay. No, I really like him, obviously. I'm very upset that he's engaged now.
Yeah.
I honestly thought I still had a chance there when he was divorced, but no. Alas, no.
Alas.
No, you know who we should have? Andrew Santino.
Well, that's weird.
Why?
As a dream guest?
I just think he'd be funny to talk to.
Of course he would.
Well, how's that weird?
But that's not a dream guest.
Oh.
You probably fucking could get him on a podcast.
Oh, do you mean like just like anyone? are you just talking about like? Who would you have there?
I think we all know who I would have.
Oh my god, Colin!
I think it's pretty fucking obvious.
Oh, I forgot. Someone really famous asked what you meant.
Yeah. You, like,
really talented.
You can get a fucking famous comedian on. That's not a dream guest.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I just ticked that wrong.
A fucking dream guest. And of course, the internet's ruining my jokes. Ruining them.
The smell of this dildo in here is really off-putting.
I'm going to isolate that one clip.
Please don't. But it does have that weird, like, plasticky smell.
It has the exact same smell as, like, rubber witch fingers that you would buy at Halloween when you were a kid.
Probably all made in the same factory.
Probably. And if you really want to have an experience, put that up your butt and put the witch fingers on and go to town.
No.
Welcome back to Witch
You're
Fingers.
You're never allowed coffee again. I'm
literally blind in one eye and I can't even think. I cannot think.
Yesterday, Colin, remember you came in to me? Pause it a second. Do you remember just speaking of... Colin came in to me yesterday because he had a coffee and he went, I've woken up, I had a coffee, I did work, I had another coffee and I'm really excited and then I can speak Arabic and I'm going to go do some work now. And you were so hyper and I was like, this is going to go wrong.
It's great. I was on fire. So Baldy Balls podcast. Nope. Where is it? Where's the dream? What day are the podcast episodes uploaded on Spotify? Guys, do your own fucking research. Jesus Christ. Dream guests, the one and only. M.R. 100 Gyal Dance. Too sexy gyal in IKEA. 98 at the bar. The time to say 100 gyal, we get 100 gyal, I get my own spa. Too sexy gyal in IKEA. 98 at the bar. The time to say 100 gyal, we get 100 gyal, I call it him dance. It is criminal that that only has 982 views.
It doesn't even have 1,000.
No joke.
That went up on my birthday.
That song is full hate, isn't it? If that come on the clock, look how fucking Jamaican he is. He's eating the fucking like curry goat and all that shit. That interview, I always just remember when he's all like, "Yeah, I'm gonna sing the song," blah, blah, and the guy's like, "Where are you from? Where are you from?" And he goes, "England." You may have two lyric, what? Couple of the gyal them feel it. From me stepping at the place, show it my judge. You don't know we living with the 100 digits. Bring the money, make me sign and seal it. Everything nice, man, everything legit. And when I was a little youth, I had a dream. Yeah, and now man, live it. Too sexy gyal in IKEA. I had a dream and now I live it. What's the dream? I rented a Range Rover and me and my friends ate curry goat in the patio.
What his dream was to be Jamaican, and he's done it. So never tell anyone how you can.
But it's funny because he's couldn't be whiter. You know what I'm saying? He's got like, he's also got the haircut of a girl who's going to play netball at GB. What the fuck is that? Give me two plats down the side, boy. But can I have two plats inside, thanks. I want to look badass in front of the mandems.
Wagwan, thank you.
Well, I tell you Wagwan today, we're actually getting a few pals around, and the mandems are going to have some curry goat. And hopefully the sun stays out, because we've rented a Range for me and the mandems.
I read, thanks. Sometimes I say 100 gyal, get 100 gyal, I'm calling him dance. It's great, like.
Who
don't say this, wouldn't put you in a good mood.
Who DJs, you know, like fucking send that on the fucking Thompsons or fucking DJ Tez or something, you know what I mean? Tez, what's up? Play fucking M.R. 100 gyal dance. I would go.
How do we get into Belfast?
Not only would I go bananas if that come on, I would go plantains.
Should we make teachers go absolutely plantains?
My shit is plantains. P L A N T N E N N S. I love the girl that's been hired to just like twerk on his penis, and she's just like, take 37. She's like, are you sure we haven't got the twerks down? And then she just. Like she's scratching her arse on a post. And then they go cut and she just doesn't even say it. She just walks away without looking back. Gets her handbag and is like, where's my fucking money? And he's like, you're not one stay around for the curry goat. Wagwan with the mandems and a Range Rover. Touch me plantain. And I get one girl on Friday. Book me gig girl all the while. Bring the vibes and make everybody smile. Drop a no joke cause it's been a little while. What my dynamite, absolute dynamite, swear to God. Colin, didn't realise the comedy club was your page, so I apologise profusely if I offended you with my rant about the bouncers. Your rant? You did 17 rants, sir.
Oh, is that the guy who was really angry? And again, we don't own the bouncers, so...
I think he queued up at Lavery's to get in, and there was some handling with a bouncer, and we didn't get in or something.
But I mean, word is up there. We don't have any control at the front door. Like, it's not.
No, I don't.
It's not up to. And we don't even.
They were absolutely out of order. But hey ho, what do you expect? Sorry again, it wasn't the MDG. Well, then stop fucking writing under all my posts, bro. One email to Lavery's might sort that instead of fucking 12 comments under my shit. No smoke go out fire, you know what I'm saying? Fuck that prick from Sydney last week. What? Fuck that prick from Sydney last week. I live north of Wellington, New Zealand. Listen religiously every week. Part of the Dead All Mafia. My question is, should I move home? Is it still shite or getting better? It just everyone's situation is different. Like, if you're over there working, I don't know what job you're doing, but say you were doing like a fucking labouring job or something, you know, you were just get, you got any job and you were just doing it, and you were happy enough just to earn some money to do some fun shit, do it there. Absolutely do it there. You know, if you're someone like us where you need to sort of be here because this is where your main market is for like stand up and stuff, stay here and then try and be successful and go other places to visit.
That was always our thing. Like, we love being in different places, but we found out that we're better if we stay at home and then travel a lot. Yeah. And some people work better if they move somewhere and have a really good job there. So it does depend. But I mean, my sister was in Australia and New Zealand, and same thing. She was really like, do I move home now or do I stay there? And they sort of found that they kind of missed home. They missed the people and like family and stuff like that, because they had a lot of friends out there, but all of their friends were like single and going out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And her and her boyfriend were a bit more like settled down and just worked a lot. So she sort of was like, all I'm kind of doing is working here.
Mm-hmm.
I could be working at home anywhere.
Having fun
so
with
friends.
So
she kind of, she sort of saw that the difference was, I'd rather be, if I'm going to work, I may as well be at home and can, you know, be around your family and all the people you know and not miss out things. So it just depends, isn't it? Some people go to Australia and literally start a whole new life and have a great time. Yeah. I mean, it's always to do with what you're doing every day. It doesn't matter what country you're in. You could live in, you know, live in tropical paradise and go, this is a bit boring, isn't it? Everything can get boring. It depends what you're doing every day.
We've done that. We've been in fucking Thailand and at Peshtown and with nothing to do and we're bored shitless.
It all depends.
And you would have much rather been at home.
Yeah, probably. That's sort of what I said to my sister when she was sort of asking, you know, texting back and forth for a good while, like sort of couldn't make up her mind. And it was a bit like, do you know what? If you're there and it's not as, you know, and you're just having your normal life, but you could be home and sometimes go into Tesco's and it's all of us and we're just laughing and making jokes and stuff. And, you know, we see a plantain and laugh at it. Sometimes that's more important than being like, oh, I'm in Australia. How cool. It's not the country that's the good thing. It's how good of a time we're having, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's never the country.
I've just realised we need to go collect our car real quick.
What time is it?
On the egg being the most liked photo on Instagram. I hate all that shit. Do you know what I mean? We're like, everyone who makes content on the internet jumps on one thing to try and fucking get in the mix. Why is that?
Colin doesn't care about anything, much less an egg, so.
I fucking love eggs, bro.
But not that egg.
Question, seeing as I'm new to the podcast, where's a good place to start? Or should I just go balls deep from the beginning?
I mean, the beginning is a long time ago.
Oh yeah, shout out this guy.
What?
Is his name Pierce? Fuck. Oh yeah, this is the dude brought us muffins. Shout out to this guy.
Oh no way.
Yeah.
That was so nice.
Riles per hour, great name there. Yeah, he brought us muffins and I felt bad because I was really trying to fucking not be a fat bastard, so I didn't eat them. But I gave them to Joe Dugan, who took them into his office to people who would eat them.
So your muffins were ate by some people in Shine. So there you go.
Yeah.
Important muffins.
But I do very much appreciate
it. It was so kind. You just didn't see that.
Suffers the Muffin Prince nickname and work, but I suppose these are sacrifices that you need to be made.
I feel like Muffin Prince is a nice name.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse. See, as you're new to the podcast, what I would do is just kind of alternate, listen to the ones that just come out and then also go back to the start.
I mean, a lot of people, if you could look up just ones that like you and Mickey do, they're usually labeled Mickey Feature and Mickey Bartlett.
Yeah.
So a lot of people do quite like them. You could start with those.
Yeah, 100%.
But I mean, it is the kind of podcast where it's like, it's just every week it's going to be new shit chatted. So it's like you might.
Unless all the questions are the same and then it's the same shit. Seeing as I'm new to the podcast. Fucking mental one, seriously, mind skullfuck. Don't know what that is. I can't click it. Have to say you're a class comedian.
Well, you didn't win that award for nothing.
Thank you. Biggest thighs. Good to get you on Spotify. Don't have to use Castbox anymore. Big fan of the podcast for a long time. Motivated me to start my own. I'm not even motivated to do mine. 20 years behind. I feel like we're 20 years behind in the podcast world. True. maybe one day get you on for a wee chat. Baldy Balls podcast. It'll never happen. There's me just doing workout. No, of course, there's always the option. I took a photo of you there today, Maureen, because you're pretty.
You're so bad at taking photos.
Well, be better looking. What about well, this? That for, would help, what about this for a comment? Shane Todd is already a 54-year-old man that plays tennis on a Wednesday afternoon.
Is that because he's wearing a fleece?
Yeah, he's a big fan of fleeces. Always ready for active wear. He dresses like a PE teacher.
And his wife is a PE teacher, so...
Yeah. Fuck my butt. There we go. I have nothing really else to say, Maureen, right
oh,
now.
Oh, really? The caffeine's finally wearing off.
Go ahead.
You're going to go... I'm going to... Colin's going to leave here and he's going to fall asleep like a wee hamster.
Nope, I'm going to drive us to Belfast for food.
Really?
Yeah, I just feel like... I feel like Asian food. Once you start eating Asian... You're just like...
We were in... What's it called?
Kamakara. Kamakara noodles. I forgot to talk about this!
I had so many people ask me
whitest,
where we were.
The whitest Asians of all time. Oh my god. Funny. I felt like turning around this guy and being like, what sort of Asian are you, you white piece of Asian shit? He sat down and he's like, he's on a date with this girl who was clearly not into it. Like, I mean, and that's the thing with Asians, you know? You'll get like that girl...
They just went on the date because they're both Asian and they're like, we're both in Queens or something.
They met on Tinder and
Stop, Colin, this is a fine line.
I met her on Bumber. I might Bumber later. Anyway, so, but they were Malaysian is what I could. Yeah, so white.
I mean, we could hear this because we were this close. Like the guy was sitting this close.
Which is also very Asian, you know, going out for Asian food, sit on the Asians. But the girl was like, it's not my cup of tea, but she was quite pretty and with the right setup could look like she was in a fucking Gap ad or something. You know what I mean? Asian dude, probably not a bad Asian dude. Nerdsville, bad shoes. So tell me about that. He's the worst chat of all time. And he goes, I might get ramen. She goes, have you ever had ramen? He goes, I had ramen in the chain, the UK chain. What's it called? Wagamama. I'm not sure if I like it or not. And I'm like,
yeah, don't have it in Wagamama.
Have you? You're... Obviously, there's a million types of Asians. So you're like, but it was, why have you not had ramen? And then the girl that was working there, she's like, you want cutlerings? Which I never fucking shit. Do you need cutleries? Because he didn't know how to use the chopstick. Do you need cutleries? And he goes, yeah, I'll take it.
Meanwhile, you and me speaking full like Vietnamese to each other.
Oh, I think I'm out. Like just banging the noodles into it.
Chopsticks and everything.
Maureen, where'd you get that fucking rice picker hat from? Maureen's literally squatted down over one of those hole in the floor toilets eating noodles. And, but I was just like, this guy needs cutleries. He can't even use goddamn... And he's
didn't
never,
know how to use chopsticks. He's never had ramen. Never had ramen.
I was like, you white
and
Asian.
And he had broken English. But he was more white and from the UK than us.
Oh my God. He was like fucking... Yeah. It was like my dad going into that place. I don't know how...
But isn't
I can't use chopstick. You have cutleries? Me, us with two sets, like Edward Scissorhands. Mm. Like a crab. Unbelievable. He's on the date.
How awkward are dates though?
Very awkward. He was doing a lot of chatting there. And
have you ever been on a date like that?
Nah.
Where it's like someone you literally don't know.
No. Like a blind date.
No, not a blind date, but just like a date where you're like meeting up with someone on a date.
No.
You've never been on a date?
No, I just sat back and let them feast on it.
Feast on what? Don't Colin. The idea of a date.
Nah, but that was so fucking awkward. And also, do you reckon they just ordered the rice so that they weren't trying to like be slurping noodles and stuff?
Maybe. I mean, that's a safer option than noodles.
You need cutleries? So cute. You need cutleries?
But what's your...
Of course he does, the white bastard killing these chopsticks.
You're like speaking Chinese, this one.
Yeah.
Piece of shit. I got it.
But yeah, that was
it was
exciting.
Nice though.
I feel like
nice
I'm gonna write material off the back of that I judge people for not being their culture enough, you know, where you see like a black guy and he's like, oh yeah, like a nerdy black guy, and
yeah, you're like being
fucking,
more black,
fucking shoot someone already, what's going on?
Is that like the opposite of racism, where you want them to be more,
you want them to be more stereotypical? The race.
Yeah,
it's a bit, you know, it's probably a bit like if you came to Ireland, you want to be like the guy's on a horse and cart playing tin whistle,
yeah,
and he's got pints of stout under an old blanket.
Yeah, everything's like in P.S. I Love You, where everyone's like all like rugged and everyone's in a band and can sing.
Yeah,
and just drinks every day.
I haven't seen P.S. Have I seen P.S. I Love You? It is
so bad.
Is it?
The acting is so bad. The accents are so bad. It's your guy. What's his name?
Jared Butler, is it?
Yes, but what is the guy, the next guy? And he's an American guy playing an Irish guy. And he is gorgeous. But his accent.
He's gorgeous, is he?
Is horrible.
Jared Butler talking out of the side of his stroke mouth.
I mean, at least Jared Butler is actually Scottish, so at least he's close, but like.
But still hard to pull off, isn't it?
No.
This is Glasgow.
I don't like it. Jared Butler can't speak in anything.
No, he's a terrible actor.
Can't even do a good Scottish accent, I don't think.
Even though that... Who's the gorgeous boy in it, then?
Ach, what's his name? Look it up there. I don't know what his name is.
Okay, the internet's so letting me down right now. And as soon as it's over, I'll be able to send, like, 3 gig files in 2 minutes. Cast P.S. I love you, ich liebe dich. P.S. ich liebe dich. Him? Click along.
No, stop it.
The Isle Boy?
No, couldn't be. Oh, yeah.
What's all that weird noises you're making?
Come on.
You think he's a sexy man?
Yes!
Yeah. He's 100, but... And I mean, they keep mixing him up with that guy... What's his name? Javier Bardem. Look at him there. He's 93 years old. What's wrong with you?
What's his name? Jeffrey.
What's his name?
Jeffrey fucking Morgan.
Patient number 23.
He was the guy in Grey's Anatomy though, wasn't he? But look that up.
That's
look that up.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
He is. That's him, isn't it?
He's sexy now, isn't he? You know, you can lick the fucking Werther's out of his beard. Diddle, 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 diddle. Grey's.
Yes.
Oh, what's wrong with him in that show?
It's called Danny. Oh my god, that was the best part of Grey's Anatomy, him.
What was wrong? His dick was too big and they were like, we're going to all have to have a go at this.
Yeah, and yeah, it was just a huge orgy the whole time. It was amazing.
It blows my mind.
Come on, Colin.
It blows my mind, the people that you find attractive. Me included.
And he's way better looking than you.
He's so if you think a fucking Hollywood actor, I would like to fucking think so. He's not in the
Come stuff. On.
He's... Like, yeah, but like, when was that? 1991? The cunts.
What? Because people aren't like the age anymore.
100. You know what I mean?
No, he's older.
If
obviously.
He walked in here and I was like, hey, Maureen, would you like to go on a date?
Colin, right, watch Grey's Anatomy and try not to fall in love with him, okay? Try not to cry when he dies. Spoiler alert.
Is that him there?
Yes.
Look at
Come
that.
Come on. Do you know who he looks like? I am so bad with names today, but he looks like another actor.
He looks like Javier Bardem.
Yes, yes, exactly. That's exactly what he looks like.
I think he's better looking than...
He looks like a rugged Brad Pitt. So.
No, who's had too much caffeine now?
I'm telling you.
Anyway, we must watch that one Marvelous Miss Mizzle or whatever.
Yeah.
Because she pulls her tits out in that. I'm going to watch that.
And that's the only reason?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Because we get it. It's comedy.
Whatever gets you to watch something, you know.
It's all comedy. Was there any tits in Grey's Anatomy? Did she give him handjobs in the bed when she's a nurse?
They're holding hands.
Crosses the line already. Like, she's crying. Does he die?
Yes, and it is the sad... I mean, everyone in Grey's Anatomy dies, so... That was the saddest one for me, though.
For you. Okay. We lost a year of our relationship.
Apart from, obviously...
When you used to watch
Derek
that.
Dying, but...
Derek? Not Derek! Fuck. Right, we're gonna go because... I don't know how much longer this camera's even going to record. Well, we'll go.
Sure. We have to go left the car, don't we?
Yep.
Getting some sweet tints.
The tints are going in the back of a fucking motor, know what I mean? So no one can see all your fucking DJ kit in the back, know what I mean? Fucking up a penis! Yeah!
Look. Two sexy gal in IKEA. 98 at the bar. First time I say 100 gal, we get 100 gal, I get my own spot. Two sexy gal in IKEA. 98 at the bar. First time I say 100 gal, we get 100 gal, I make all of them dots.
Literally just in a street thrusting by himself.
Someone walking back. Can I walk past, please? Nah, maybe thrusting in the streets, boy.
Anyway, we'll see you next. See you on Friday, maybe. With or without.
With or without Maureen.
Might have a guest on.
Who's your guest?
I don't fucking know. Maybe Arne McKeown. All right, see you later, guys.
Bye.
Bye now. Can't even see my body.
Give me a two lyric. That hurts my ear.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.